Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Dehring. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chuck Ellis. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Chuck Ellis. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Milt Bolling. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sid Hudson. And now, play ball. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudson covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Waitkus reaches second base with a double. Chuck Dehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehring hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling is hit by the pitch. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bolling. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bolling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney takes first base on ball four. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Courtney moves to second. Bob Chuck Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuck Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Courtney moves to third. Hunter moves to second. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-1 in the game. Abrams takes first base on ball 4. Courtney scores. Hunter moves to third. Chuck Alice moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Waitkus hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Hunter scores. Chuck Alice scores. Abrams goes all the way around to score. Waitkus moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. Hal Brown now pitching. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Abrams. Hatton reaches second base with a double. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Chuck Alice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuck Alice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chuck Alice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Abrams is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Orioles. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Young reaches second base with a double. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-1 in the game. Aganez hits a line drive into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Chuck Ellis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Chuck Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuck Ellis is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Chuck Ellis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Chuck Ellis reaches second base with a double. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chuck Ellis moves to third. 1 out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Waitkus for the out. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Deering is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Olson pinch hits for Hal Brown. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-2 in the game. Aganez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jensen moves to third. Howie Fox now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mel Parnell now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Mealy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Orioles. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Mel Parnell. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Abrams hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Waitkus takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Deering hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Waitkus moves to third. It's 7-3, Orioles. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mealy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Owen pinch runs for Sammy White. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Owen now catching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aganez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aganez takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 3 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive towards short. Hunter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Aganez moves to second. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Tex Clevenger. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Aganez moves to third. Hatton moves to second. Del Wilbur pinch hits for Milt Bowling. Mike Bliska now pitching. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Deering. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Aganez scores. Hatton scores. Maxwell moves to third. It's 7-5, Orioles. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams is walked intentionally. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.